3 properties I will never buy in Singapore. First up, property I will siam is none other than one bedroom apartment. Why leh? Very simple. Regardless its location, whether is it in prime CBD, RCR or OCR, one bedroom apartment has historically attracted 2 type of buyers. They are either investors that have a tight budget or for owner stay by singles or young couple without kids. However, when investors bought them at launch, they will have difficulties selling them in the resale market. This is because the next round of investors will continue to buy at launch and not in the resale market, unless they are buying for rental yield. At the same time, in recent years, HDB has allowed singles to buy 2-room HDB BTO flats directly from HDB. Maybe even 3-room flat in the foreseeable future. Well, we never know. This will only spell headwind for 1-bedroom in the resale market. Hence, when demand is weak, so is the price. The second type of property that I will avoid are strata title 30 years leasehold factory. After TOP, they basically left about 26 to 27 years remaining. It will be very challenging for the next buyer to take a loan with a shorter lease. Plus, CPF is not allowed for commercial properties. This means the buyer will have to fork out more cash to finance them. This doesn't go well with the theory of leveraging. In such a case, it will be risky to enter. Here, let me show you one example. This 30 years leasehold factory along Corporation Drive has seen major losses. Some of the recent transactions are losing more than half its value, 60% to be exact. The third type of properties I will avoid are obviously overpriced properties. They are mainly residential properties, be it new homes or even resale condos. If you have been observant enough, there are some properties that I hardly mention them at all. Here, I don't feel good about them. Some of them are selling for inflated prices with ridiculous profit margin. If you are not careful, you may get yourself burnt. That's all. 3 type of properties that I will never buy in Singapore. What about you? Have you been burnt in property too?